Morning, church. Grace, peace from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning we come together to celebrate life and remember our beloved sister Donna. The service is structured with music both chosen by Betty and Wayne, but also with several of Donna's beloved Tizé songs. For those of you who may not be familiar, the Tizé community in France has become, over the last 60 years, an international community of intercessory prayer, where people from all over the world come and live together communally for a week or two, for some several months, and the brothers and sisters there lead folks together in very simple worship. And there's prayer, followed by song, some scripture read, some more song, meditation, and silence. This was an extremely meaningful pattern of worship for Donna. And I'm not sure whether she was the one to initiate it, but she was certainly one of the leading voices to continue the development and practice of that here at Essex Sound. So this morning, within the scope of our worship, there will be two specific Tizé songs and one Tizé line. And these songs are structured to try and reach the depth of our person, to try to get us to align our bodies, our minds, our souls, and our hearts. And so they're sung repetitively. This morning, for the first two, for Bless the Lord and Nothing Can Trouble, we will sing them through five times. And the idea is for us to not be so concentrating on words, but to allow our spirits to commune with one another and the divine. Let us take a moment now. Let us become centered. Be with one another and Donna and the Lord in silent prayer. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, still they will live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die, for I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. I died, and yet behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of hell and death. Because I live, so also will you.
Dying for Christ destroyed our death, and in rising Christ restored our life. The Lord Jesus will come again in glory, and in
Azurim, would you stand and join in singing number 2013 in the little black hymnal, Bless the Lord. Let us lift up our voices and our hearts to the Lord together in prayer.
Creating God, who first gave us birth, we praise you for the great company of all who have finished their course in faith and now rest under their labor. We praise you for those dear to us, whom we name in our hearts before you.
We especially praise you for God, whom you have so graciously received into your presence. To all of these, grant your peace, and let your perpetual light shine upon them. On this day, help us so to believe, where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our ears. Bring us at last with you then into the joy of your home, a home not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you turn again to 2054? Nothing can trouble you. And if you're able, would you stand? Sure that many are familiar with our gospel reading out of the 14th chapter of John's gospel. As Jesus begins, well, as he continues to try and prepare his closest friends for a trial that he will experience physically, spiritually, and emotionally, for a separation that he knows is coming, and he recognizes they will not understand. But he persists. While they're at a meal, as they share in table fellowship, much like we will do in just a little bit, writer of John's gospel records these words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. And believe also in me. For in the Creator's presence, in the dwelling of the one that strung the stars in the heavens and holds the cosmos together, there are many spaces, many rooms, and there is a place for you. I'm going there to secure that place so that where I am, there too, you will be as well. One of the disciples, Thomas, a little bit confused, but voicing his lack of understanding. Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we understand this? Thomas, if this were not the case, I wouldn't tell you otherwise. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Creator except through me. If you know me, you will know the one who is your parent, mother, and father. From now on, you do know that parent, even as you know me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to Christ. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are our rock and you are our redeemer. A little toasty in here, isn't it? Oh. Today, we are here to celebrate life. In all of life's wonders and sorrows, in so many ways, I don't know, I sometimes like to think of myself as a learned person at times. Yet, the older that I get, the more that I realize how much I don't know. But the older that I get, I'm also aware that it doesn't upset me that I don't know it. Because I recognize that there is this continuity to life. Our life, our individual being, but also our corporate life and the expanse of this universe. That there is this marvelous consistency and wonder of constancy. And for me, that's one of the ways that I see God present every day. You know, the beauty that resides around us, particularly in this day, is palpable. And for many of us, most of us, maybe, yea, all of us, being able to live within this beauty is a constant reminder that there is one who could envision all of these things and bring it to pass. and could work it together in such a way that there is this interdependency of life. An interdependency amongst all of the creation. And how the seasons cycle and how the solar system rotates and the galaxy turns and the wind blows and the currents feed. From everything that I had learned about Donna, that was a part of her being. That experience and wonder of the world around and acknowledging the hand of the Creator in all of it. A woman who was well-traveled, living at least in 5 different states, if not more, unless I'm mistaken, and consciously choosing to engage in new experiences, meeting new people. I don't know how comfortable you are with that, but that's not always an easy thing to do, right? To put yourself in a place where, I mean, I'm not even sure I can pronounce it correctly, but Ypsilanti, Michigan, okay. I don't know, anybody been there other than the FAA folks? Oh, okay, we got one in the back. I've never been to Ypsilanti. I'm sorry?
Ypsilanti.
Thank you, Sally, for the correction. Ypsilanti. She didn't have family there, friends. Until she got there. And this was not a one-time thing, right? Ypsilanti, Grand Rapids, Anchorage, Burlington, and the Essex family. Not to mention time in Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. She saw a wonder and a hope in life. And saw change not so much as something to fear as to engage in. An opportunity. And in all of those opportunities, and I know, and I thank you, Betty and Wayne, for sharing, you know, that members of her faith community in Michigan, hearing of her illness and her passing, you know, call to say how much of a blessing she was in her time there. It wasn't just that she took things on for herself, but in the places where she lived, my grandmother would say, bloom where you're planted. We know that here in Essex, right? 3 years. And yet, an investment in people, in life, in the needs of those around her. A joy in the world around her. We're also here today to acknowledge and recognize and share our common grief. Because let's make no mistake, Donna's passing is our loss. From our perspective, it was too soon. And much, much too fast for us. It's one of the realities of our human living. That each individual Each one of us has a unique place, a unique role, a special being in the creation, a place that no one else can take. And I didn't know Donna very long, but I so much appreciate the testimony of how she lived her life. She lived, at least to my reckoning, in the moment. Not leaving behind the past, not forsaking the future, but cherishing this time and making the most of it. Connecting with people and needs. And that's what I hear at the heart of what Jesus is trying to tell the disciples. We have this meal here together. There's going to be a future. There was a past. But right now, we have to savor this moment. That's where faith is involved. Believing, not just with our heads, but with our hearts and the way that we live, that there is more. Just what I can see and taste and touch and hear. That there is an abiding presence of life that even transcends this beautiful world. I believe that Donna experienced that. And knew that in her heart. I think that was one of the reasons why the Tzei style of worship was so meaningful to her. It connected her to people, to God, and to the creation. And I know that this day, Donna is with us as well. By the Spirit of God. Not bound by the things that hold us back, but experiencing the wonder that was intended for her from the beginning. If you didn't have a memory of Donna, you wouldn't be here. Thank you for your presence. And I would like to ask, if you have a memory that you would like to share this morning, if you have a testimony that relates to God, but I would like to invite you, you can stand where you are, or if you would prefer, you can come to the microphone. But let us celebrate her life and share with one another and with God what it is meant to be in her presence.
I just want to share how grateful I am that out of all the states that Donna could go to from Alaska, that she picked Vermont. And not only that, but of all the churches in this area, she came to this church and became my friend and blessed me with so many. Her energy was just incredible. She wanted to do something with prison ministry, and I took a picture that really, really shows her happy smile when she was doing something that was being the hands and feet of Jesus. She was just amazing. And, and the fact that she could think about other people even when she herself was suffering, she knew I was going through a hard time in May with a sister that was declining. And she wrote me a note with a funny picture on it, a horse selfie, that, and she mentioned in it that her writing might not be that good because her hand was shaking. And that was the first I knew that she had any kind of problem mid-May. But she took the time out to, even though she was concerned about her own problems with her accompaniment.
Thank you. I don't know, the Green Bay Packers? All right. Someone else.
I have a couple memories, but I think my favorite one is when we did Essex Seeds Out, which was a free community meal we did once a month. And Donna was always one of the first ones to volunteer. And one night we were doing watermelon, and Donna had never had to cut up so many watermelons, so we taught her to show her how to cut watermelon, and by the time she was done, she was covered from her hair. Watermelon and juice. But she laughed the whole thing off. She didn't care. She just enjoyed what she was doing. And my other favorite memory is when she shares tales of the Three Musketeers, Claire and Paula and herself, and all of their adventures. And she was so open and sharing with the rest of us. She was just amazing and late.
Thank you, Dora.
Being another person who has moved a lot, Donna was an expert. She knew what to do. I think before she even had her apartment settled, she was looking for a church that fit her. And she found it, and she came in and made a difference. She got us involved in some crazy things, like driving all over the silly state, which is very long, trying to deliver things to the families of people who were incarcerated. She just had a heart for mission, and I think if we want to do something in her memory, it's to continue that.
Amen. Thanks. Yes, sir. Mayor.
I'm the director at the airport, and I worked with Donna for many years. And I loved her. She was fantastic. And I hear the passion, and I hear the comments outside of work, and I truly appreciated everything that she's done here, clearly, at the airport for our community. And for me. And I too have received notes on very difficult days, very hard weeks, just simple notes saying, you're doing great, man. You're doing great. And she too was fantastic, and I truly appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I first met Donna 2, maybe 3 years ago, volunteering at the shop. And Donna would come in, and she didn't care what assignment she had. She just gave it everything in her all. And she would do the heavy lifting. In fact, many times carrying bags of groceries out through the snow to the parking lot to a client's car. And that's how I first met her. And then she's very close friends with Claire Noble, who lives right across the street from me. And I would see Donna come to go walking or to go biking. And shortly after the pandemic hit, I was blessed with a severe case of shingles. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But apparently Claire might have shared that fact with Donna, unbeknownst to me, until I get this very loving note in the mail, wishing me well and hopefully for a quick recovery. And that was Donna that I knew. Oh, but we had more Donnas in this world.
Yeah. Oh, indeed. Thank you, sir. Someone else?
I just wanted to play a song for her. It's a Norwegian lullaby. I'm not afraid of that.
Want to put it to the microphone, Lisa?
I have a speaker, I think.
Okay.
Would someone else like to share?
I'll say on behalf of the air traffic controllers at work, it was very much a pleasure to work with Donna. With a smile on her face, so I was very happy and cheery, and nice to talk to her about the weekend and what she had going on and how things were going. And so just a very infectious, happy attitude that she had, and she was going to be very nice.
Thank you.
I remember her laughter the most. It always made me so happy to see someone laugh so freely and heartily. She laughed with her whole body. And she always has such different perspectives. And I love learning that. And just seeing such a different view of things. And
I've gotten
to know her better.
I'm going to try. Don and I have spent many, many hours together over the last year and a half, especially after COVID. And walking in the woods, talking, trying to bicycle together, which I have had its high points and its low points. At any rate, she is, God, one of the most loving and non-judgmental people I've ever met. She is, and is caring and sweet and very punctual. She'd say, I'll be over in after work today. I'll get there about 4:15 or, you know, 4:30. And she'd be there by 4:10. And she wouldn't bother me. She'd sit in the driveway and just wait for me to come out. Unbelievable. But anyway, she is also a very learned person. She had the most amazing desire for knowledge of just about any subject. You know, it could be science, it could be just anything. She would, as her dad shared with me, she had made 3x5 index cards of Greek and English on one side or the other because she wanted to learn more about the Greek or, you know, the early days of the Bible. And she was always prepared, unlike me, and a very strong disciple of Jesus Christ on earth. She was just incredible. She had such an amazing knowledge of the Bible, it was scary. Okay. I had to start calling her Alaska Donna because I know a number of people, Donna, the name Donna, my best friend growing up in Pennsylvania is named Donna, so she's now Pennsylvania Donna, and Donna Papra was Alaska Donna to me. She is still a very thoughtful and just an amazing person. When I had some troubles with our neighbor down the street.
Not this neighbor.
No.
I just wanted to clarify. So, you know, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm looking at Bob and Barb because they had the same problems with my neighbor. No, yeah, okay. Thanks for clarifying. She would send me these little videos that she found somewhere online just to make me laugh.
And my favorite was one that showed a little, like a four-year-old boy. She knew kids are just bring out laughter in me. And they showed a little four-year-old sort of pushing his baby brother, who was sitting up straight, but in a little, you know, onesie or whatever, down the hall. And then it would stop, and it would start again. The kid would be going down the hall, and I just laughed at that. She found these things just to make me happy. Anyway, we walked in the woods in Essex for hours and hours, and she'd say something like, "Where does this path go?" And I'd go, "I don't know." She'd say, "Well, let's go see." And sometimes we went around in circles three or four times before we got back to the right place. But she was willing to take on anything. And she said, how was it that, if we don't know where we're going, we can't get lost. We'll find the end somewhere. Anyway, she had such a great sense of humor, and I'm just so glad that I've known her. We have a million memories of her, but I was one of my. The best things that's happened to me in the recent weeks is meeting her mom and dad and her brother Michael, because now I know where she got her sense of humor and her intelligence and her love of life and love of God and Jesus Christ. I'm going to miss you, Donna, but I'll meet you someday.
Thank you, Claire.
Yeah, as a co-worker of mine as well, I always knew when Donna would make a PowerPoint, because there'd always be a picture of a bunny or a cat, which would just make the serious PowerPoint a lot less serious, put it in perspective. I guess the thing that I'd take away from Donna is charity. Charity is a pure love of Christ. I didn't know all your stories, but I always felt that I was Donna's favorite co-worker. So, I guess you told me that way, but I appreciate that, the charity where I'm still in training, per se. If I ever had a question, didn't know how to use something, I could always ask Donna. The door was always open. No matter what she was doing, much more important than myself, she would say, "Yes, I have time. What can I help you with?" And if she didn't know, well, what to do or how to work a machine, she'd say, "Well, let's figure it out together." And so just the pure love of Christ, the charity,
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Alan. I've only visited Donna one time. I was privileged to be invited to accompany Lisa to visit Donna when she first moved to the hospice. And what struck me so powerfully was that even though she was suffering and experiencing physical limitations, her generosity, her love of life, her hospitality was so powerful. I remember Claire was there keeping vigil while we were that evening, and she was so concerned about everybody's comfort where they were sitting, you know, and welcoming. And when Lisa shared some personal gifts, just the animation in Donna's eyes, and the gratitude and the sharing, the appreciation, it was lovely. And then I wanted to say that when we said goodbye, we prayed, her whole person focused and came alive in such a powerful way. It was very moving. And so I'm very privileged to have met her, if only once. And thank you for your witness today, too.
Thank you, sir, for being here. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? On the back of your book,
song that many of you know, Eagle's Wings. Often in Methodist churches, we don't always get a chance to sing the verses. But that lyric is printed out, and as you're able, would you stand? And let's sing together. Scripture says, before she was even conceived, she was known. Upon her birth, a beautiful and blessed life. First loved at home. And then, across the continent, giving and receiving. Love. As God first gave her to us, so now we give her back to God. With the expectation that there will come a day where there will be no more crying or pain, where there will be no more suffering and injustice, where peace will reign and all of God God's beings will be whole and well together. Not bound by time or space, but fulfilled and whole in the Spirit of the Lord. Most Holy One, we thank you for the gift that you have given to us in Donna. We thank you for all that she became and is. And with the sorrow of this parting, Lord, we give her back to you. We pray, Lord God, that you would acknowledge a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, and a sinner of your own redeeming. We pray, Lord God, that indeed she is raised up with all your people. And in the fullness of your time, when we are all gathered together, that indeed we will celebrate wondrous and complete creation anew. We pray, Lord, out of our love, out of our grief, and by our faith, with the words that Jesus taught to us, saying, "Our Mother and Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Before we share blessing and move to the fellowship hall, I would ask for you to turn to number 378 in the Methodist hymnal, in the big one, fat one. Blue, I believe. 378. The song is Amazing Grace, one that Wayne specifically requested this morning. And I invite you, as you're able, to again stand. Let us share in this song of faith.
Branch, the loving green of
But I share with you these words. At the end of the meal, the same meal where Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." John's Gospel also records that he gave them one last command. He said, "I give you a new commandment." But there wasn't anything new about it. They just hadn't quite gotten it yet. Remember what it was? Love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. It's not that they had never experienced it. It was just time to apply it. And it makes all the difference. For everyone who has shared, for everyone who is here, for everyone who has joined us remotely, thank you. For each of us knows that we've been loved too. We've been loved by God. And then in this life, we've also been loved by God. So as a testimony to our faith, our friendship with her, and the ongoing hope that we have for all humankind and creation, love one another. Now let's sing those last two verses. I said keep your hymnal open. Time of continued celebration and repast. Go in peace.